Today's first scripture reading is from the Old Testament, Psalms 125. Hear these words. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but abides forever. As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds his people, from this time on and forevermore. For the scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted by the righteous, so that the righteous might not stretch out their hands to do wrong. Do good, O Lord, to those who are good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. For those who turn aside to their own crooked ways, the Lord will lead away with evilness and evildoers. Peace be upon Israel. This is the word of the Lord.
Our second lesson is from James. We'll be with James for a few more weeks now. It may be a little bit like green beans. You know, you really like green beans, but 5 weeks later, I'm so glad that green beans are going to be over. So I hope you still find this a great idea for us to preach through James together a little bit. I'll try to add as much of that crumbly onion stuff on top as I can. But we're going to read from James. It does say in your bulletin that's on page 229, but we're not going to read the New Revised Standard Version. It's going to be on the screen from the Common English Bible, and I'll read that, and you can follow along. Listen now for a word from God as it comes to us from James chapter 2, beginning at the first verse. My brothers and sisters, when you show favoritism, you deny the faithfulness of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has been resurrected in glory. Imagine two people coming into your meeting. One has a gold ring and fine clothes, while the other is poor, dressed in filthy rags. Then suppose that you were to take special notice of the one wearing fine clothes, saying, "Here's an excellent place. Sit here." But to the poor person you say, "Stand over there," or "Here, sit by my feet." Wouldn't you have shown favoritism among yourselves and become evil-minded judges? My dear brothers and sisters, listen. Hasn't God chosen those who are poor by worldly standards to be rich in terms of faith? Hasn't God chosen the poor as heirs of the kingdom he has promised to those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor. Don't the wealthy make life difficult for you? Aren't they the ones who drag you into court? Aren't they the ones who insult the good name spoken over you at your baptism? You do well when you really fulfill the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbor as yourself. But when you show favoritism, you are committing a sin. And by that same law, you are exposed as a lawbreaker. Anyone who tries to keep all of the law but fails at one point is guilty of failing to keep all of it. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.